Welcome to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, the podcast that brings you expert advice, transparency, and clarity around franchise ownership. Whether you are a prospective or current franchisee or franchisor, or simply curious about the topic, say hello to your host, Christine Givens.
Welcome back to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, where I share my knowledge, experience, and hard-earned lessons learned about franchise ownership. When I became a franchisee, I had to lease a brick and mortar from which to operate the business. I had leased space for my accounting firm, which I owned before going into franchise ownership, so I was familiar with the lease process. However, I wasn't familiar with the process you should go through when you have very specific needs. When I was looking for the accounting firm, I was just looking for office space. Today, I'm going to share my lessons learned, including what you should consider before you start looking for properties, what you should consider once you've found one or more potential properties or candidates, and what to do once you have lease in hand. Finding the right location can make or break a business, so it's essential to approach this process with careful consideration and planning. Before you start your property search, it's essential to have a clear understanding of what characteristics are essential, critical to your business's growth and success. While factors such as street visibility, foot traffic, and proximity to target markets are crucial, it's also vital to consider the broader ecosystem in which your business will operate. Are there complementary businesses nearby that could drive additional foot traffic to your location? Is the area known for a very lively community and consumer spending habits? By identifying and prioritizing these key property characteristics, you'll be better prepared to find a property that aligns with your business objectives and sets you up for long-term success. When I was looking for a brick and mortar location, the franchisor suggested we be near other businesses like Starbucks or Whole Foods, something that drew a lot of foot traffic. The franchisor had also provided guidelines about demographics such as population, number of households, and average household income. The challenge was those properties were difficult to find in my territory. In retrospect, I should have researched the commercial market in my territory before I signed on the dotted line. Also, I wish I would have considered opening a location in the small community in which I lived, which was in my territory. It didn't meet the franchisor's recommended demographic recommendations, but I really believe I would have been more successful in that location. Another franchisor opened his location in a similar community and did significantly better than I did. I ended up in an outer building of a regional shopping mall with about 150 stores. I believed that my target market or customer would not go into the big mall, so I didn't want to be inside the mall. However, I felt being in one of the outer buildings on the perimeter and near the parking lots was a good compromise. Accessibility was much better than being in the mall. Plus, I felt like the mall would have a lot of foot traffic that would be drawn to the outer buildings. But I encountered several challenges with the location. First of all, there wasn't as much foot traffic near the outer building, and several of the other businesses around us, our space, failed, leaving us in this oasis that with nobody around, no other businesses around. Additionally, I didn't anticipate the additional time required to navigate through the expansive parking lot of a larger mall, nor did I realize the level of confusion it could pose for new customers trying to locate a store. Lastly, I wrongly assumed that the landlord, being, you know, this bigger mall professional leasing company, would work with me to promote our business. We found ourselves as a small fish in a large pond. While the landlord seemed to want all the tenants to thrive because it helped them, the truth was that our contribution to their total revenue was minor. As a result, their motivation to assist us was not as strong as I hoped. Additionally, don't underestimate the importance of understanding zoning regulations and local ordinances that may impact your business. Certain areas may have restrictions on signage. The mall definitely had restrictions on signage. Operating hours, I had to be open certain hours of the day. And the types of businesses allowed, which could significantly affect your ability to succeed in a particular location. Taking the time to research these regulations and consult with your, if you're using a real estate person, which I would recommend doing, those can help you avoid potential pitfalls and ensure you're in compliance with all the legal requirements and you know what they are going into it. So what do you do when you found a property that meets your criteria and you can see your business having a chance in that location? Before signing on the dotted line, it's crucial to conduct your due diligence and consider all aspects of the property and the lease agreement first. Carefully review the lease terms and conditions to ensure they align with your business goals and financial projections. Pay close attention to details like lease duration, obviously the number of years, rental costs, what you're going to pay, renewal options. Can you even renew at the end of the term? And any additional fees or expenses. It's also essential to understand the landlord's responsibilities versus your own as a tenant, including maintenance obligations, insurance requirements, and dispute resolution processes. If you get in a dispute, you want to understand how would you resolve that dispute. And it's crucial to have a qualified attorney review the lease. I cannot emphasize this point strongly enough. In fact, on next week's episode, I'll be joined by a real estate attorney who will offer her experience and valuable insights on the lease process. She'll also be sharing her expertise and what she tells her clients, the advice she gives her clients. So stay tuned. When assessing the physical space, consider not only the current condition, but also any necessary renovations you'll be required to make it suitable for your business. Determine whether the landlord is willing to provide tenant improvements or allowances, give you an allowance, and negotiate these terms accordingly. I received a decent tenant allowance. However, my overall build-out cost was pretty expensive. My tenant allowance was equal to about 1 year's rent, but only represented 15% of the total build-out cost. Additionally, inquire about the landlord's plans for promoting your business and driving foot traffic to the property. While some landlords may offer marketing support or incentives, others may require you to take the lead in promoting your business within the community. If you can get a commitment to provide marketing support or incentives, get it in writing. Also, negotiate it when you have leverage, i.e., before you sign the lease. Once you sign the lease, you don't have as much leverage. Another crucial consideration is the surrounding environment and tenant mix. Evaluate the types of businesses nearby and assess whether they complement or compete with your own. While being in close proximity to complementary businesses can drive synergy and collaboration, excessive competition may be a problem. Also consider the stability of the surrounding businesses and the potential impact of their success or failure on your own operations. As I previously mentioned, several businesses in proximity to our space closed. Despite assurances from the landlord about incoming tenants, these promises never materialized, leaving vacant spaces surrounding our location. Thinking ahead and anticipating potential challenges can help you mitigate risks and make informed decisions about your location. I would definitely talk to the landlord too. Where are these businesses in their lease? If they're willing to share that, what are your plans for spaces around here? I would try to get as much information from the landlord as possible. Okay, now you've successfully negotiated a lease and secured your location. Congrats. However, your work doesn't end there. You really need to understand your rights and obligations as a tenant and take proactive steps to protect your interest. One, take the time to read and really understand your lease. Hopefully you've read it before you signed it, but you need to really, really understand what are your obligations in the lease. Remember, being informed about your rights and responsibilities as a tenant is essential for protecting your business. If you don't understand certain provisions, ask your attorney to explain them to you. It's imperative to avoid defaulting on the lease or inadvertently overlooking any of your obligations. Don't hesitate to advocate for your needs and negotiate amendments to the lease agreement if necessary. I would enlist your attorney if you go down this path. Just keep in mind, it's important to communicate openly with your landlord. In hindsight, I regret not having asked for adjustments to my rent when adjacent businesses closed. I mean, the situation had changed. While I'm not certain whether the landlord would have agreed to lower my rent, there might have been an opportunity for them to offer significant discounts on promoting the business within and around the mall. If you don't ask, you definitely won't get it. Lastly, don't underestimate the importance of ongoing communication and relationship building with your landlord. Establishing a positive rapport can go a long way in resolving any issues that may arise during the lease term and maintain a mutually beneficial relationship for years. By staying proactive, responsive, and open to feedback, you'll foster a stronger landlord-tenant relationship that will most definitely help your business. It's important to keep in mind that the landlord is running a business too. Despite having a good relationship with my landlord, I ultimately had to make good on my personal guarantee when I closed my location. While having a good landlord-tenant relationship may offer some benefits, it's important to recognize that the landlord's primary focus is on their business interests. So let me wrap this up. Finding the perfect location for your business requires careful planning, diligent research, and strategic decision-making. Take your time. Don't grab the first property you see. By identifying key property characteristics, doing your due diligence, and engaging in open communication with the landlords and your attorney, you can definitely position your business for long-term success and growth. Remember, your choice of location can significantly impact your business's visibility, foot traffic, and overall profitability. So it's essential to approach this process with patience, careful consideration, and attention to detail. That's it for this episode. Don't hesitate to reach out to me via email by going to the contact page on my website, christinegivens.com. If you're currently evaluating a franchise system, make sure you get my guide called The Ultimate Step-by-Step Guide to Vetting and Evaluating a Franchise Opportunity. You'll also find that resource on my website. As always, tune in next week, and thanks for listening.